What up, party patrons, and welcome once again to the Two Bandits Blueyverse Choice. That's what it's called. Hey, guys. Hey, friends. Mike. Psst.
Yeah?
Hey, Mike tried to open the podcast, but he forgot the name of it.
I kind
of
flubbed it.
So this is our take two.
Unless
we left that in two, who knows? But welcome aboard.
Yes, indeed.
Happy New Year.
Gosh.
New Year, new us. Not really. Same us.
Not a visual medium, but my face is very beet red right now, and I can
new podcast.
Yes, and
we got this, friends.
Yes. Oh, new podcast.
New podcast.
Gosh.
Same podcast. Podcast.
Ooh, say that.
Speaking of podcasts, this is a smooth open so far.
Yes, we are cruising for a bruising.
Speaking of podcasts,
yes.
Guess what we're going to talk about on this podcast today, Mike?
Fruit.
Podcast.
Oh, so close.
Thanks for the great idea of what, how the heck did we not think about this? But thanks, Amanda Wilson.
Amanda.
For saying, hey. What podcast y'all listen to?
You somehow like broke my brain when you sent that with what we do every single week and how we haven't actually talked about podcasts. why is the sky blue? It's where we're at right now with this.
It is where we're at right now. So we'll just bounce forth,
sure.
Ask questions about our feels and such. And hey, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think I know the answer because it might be the same as mine.
Oh, wow. Are we really going to be going right? Are we going to be driving
What's your first podcast?
Are we going to be driving down the same throughway
to NXT the same.
So I heard about podcasts.
And probably a good 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just, I would click one and I would listen to it for a second. I'm like, oh, that's a little, they're already making inside jokes that I'm not getting and all that. So it was just tricky. And then you and I were in the same car. Is this truly how this happened?
The same car with the benevolent Mr. Alan Brown.
Yep.
A.K.A. Fish.
And Liz. And
we don't think Liz was there for that trip.
She was. It was the Bailey trip. It was when she hugged Bailey at the NXT show.
I didn't think so. I thought it was the Boston trip where we went to a Royal Rumble.
No, it was a Money in the Bank if we went to Boston.
Money in the Bank, yes.
So it was one or the other. I felt like Liz was there, but I don't know. But we tried out the McElroy product at first with my brother and me, which is we'll get into that soon. And it didn't float my boat right away.
He played like we were driving and we had a moment of awkward silence on the trip. And he's like, mind if I put on a podcast called my brother and me? And for some reason, when he said that, it felt like, is this like a religious-y thing or something?
Was
sure. Because like my brother's keeper type of something or other. And I was what's this going to be?
So that's how you got introduced. And that's not how I got introduced then. Because that was the drive back from Boston when I fell asleep in the back seat and wasn't listening to anything. I was trying to crash. Because mine was when they did the Patreon where they did the prequel to The Adventure Zone. Where it was the Craigslist on the wall. And that's how the boys got together originally. And they did a prequel episode.
That was your first podcast?
That's how I got more into it. Yes. I was behind the curve a little bit behind you guys.
Wow.
On that. Because that's where I'm like, oh, crap. This is hilarious and fun. And so we're talking about right now is my brother and me and the Avengers.
We might as well just jump right into this is the McElroy section of the podcast.
Yes, that's a wise idea.
My first and favorite podcast. The fact that we just had, when this comes out about 2 weeks ago, Justin McElroy on our podcast talking to us blew both of our minds.
Yes.
Not to fanboy too much on here, but easily my favorite podcaster. Easily my two favorite podcasts are My Brother and Me and The Adventure Zone that he is on. And they are two of my first ones that I listened to, for sure. But
yeah.
Hey, Mike, what's a My Brother and Me?
My Brother and Me. And I think what's great about it is they are truly people that inspired us to get into podcasting. And somehow 100%. We're doing it in a formidable fashion. What I appreciate about that is their episodes do kind of what we do, but it's not a podcast where it's just like,
they talk about Bluey?
This episode's about Bluey. But they don't, unfortunately. What? But what they do is, for a long time, they would go through and they would just jokingly talk about Yahoo Answers, where they would find the most ridiculous Yahoo answer questions and just talk about it.
And then people would send in their own questions and they would kind of sort of help.
But it was what I like about ours, and it's always something I've talked about with our podcast, is
how are we better than the Mac?
No, not at all. But we're very yin and yang because it's structured chaos. And that's kind of what we do, is there is a structure to it. There are rankings at the end of the episode, or there are to Yahoo Answers, or it is the Munch Squad, and then it just goes down a rabbit hole and it's chaos and it's great. And it's
three brothers, Justin, Griffin, and Travis.
Nailed it.
Who just play off each other so stinking well.
And they all have their own personalities.
So funny, so good. I highly recommend that. And the other one, the Adventure Zone, very different but also the same.
It's them playing D&D.
It's them plus their dad, and they play they play Dungeons & Dragons with very light rules.
Yes.
And the first arc that they ever did, the balance arc, they call it,
is
I think dubious. That's easily the podcast I've listened to the most. I've listened to just that, I think, 69 episode run at least three or four times.
We've done, I think, probably three full runs of the balance arc because it's so well done.
So such a popular podcast.
Griffin
that they
kills
have,
it as a DM.
Unbelievable. They have graphic novels out for it. I think they're up to their fourth or fifth one they've released. I own them all, and they are I'm not a big graphic novel reader guy. Sure. I prefer my comics in movie form. but my goodness, lazy. Whenever one of those comes out, it's the I just read all 300 pages, just like, boom, done.
Yeah.
It's so, so good. But that's where I started.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had a hard turn after that just because I didn't know what podcasts were.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever listen to the Serial podcast?
Nope.
Do you know what it is when I say
I do know. It's okay. It is like a novella story.
And that
kind of
started.
Podcast-y.
We'll move over slightly. This might be just a Greg
the history
segment.
History of podcast with Greg.
But this kind of, we'll call this the true crime segment of
okay.
podcasting. Because.
Well, that's a smooth segue. I see you already.
Look at me go. So, Serial is basically I forgot her name because it's been forever, but a woman who, Sarah Koenig. Ha! Nailed it.
Cool.
Who,
so he has listened to it.
Who had a Anan Syed, who was in jail for a murder that many people thought he didn't do, and she just did like a 10 episode mini arc about him and why a lot of people believe he was innocent, and very true life crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of opened the door for me for a lot of true life crime podcasts. There's a Criminal,
yep,
which is just delightful, just soothing voiced.
Sure.
Oh gosh, what's her name too?
It's okay. Names. No.
But the host of Criminal, unbelievable, like just soothing and just tells great stories about just crimes, random crimes. A lot of times the people who committed the crimes, and a lot of times it's not like this was considered a crime. This person's in jail for this, but should they be? Like, does this make sense to you that this person is in jail? Because
Marvelous.
Phoebe Judge. I'm Phoebe Judge and this is Criminal. How could I forget?
Yeah.
But then also one a huge fan of. Is one called My Favorite Murder.
Yep.
Which is less kind and nice.
Carrie's a murderino. Don't worry.
It's
very much so.
Georgia Hardstark and Karen Kilgariff.
Karen Kilgariff.
I'm doing great with the names here. And they just talk about historical different murders here and there.
Karen Kilgariff.
Karen Kilgariff.
Nailed it
in two. Just kind of talking about their quote favorite murder, which obviously they don't like murders, but just like the stories and the history and stuff like that.
Of course.
Some of that true crime stuff. Like, I don't think you're a true crime.
I'm not
boy.
A true crime. Carrie is very much on the true crime thing. And it's one of those things where I'll just watch a TikTok and be like, my wife's just listening to these murder podcasts. What's going on? And I think their show, the main takeaway in their headset is, you know, don't be dumb, yo. Like there's some crazies out there in the entire universe. There's some crazies out there in the entire universe. So it's tricky to what to trust, what not to trust. Just
stay sexy and
don't
get murdered.
Don't get murdered.
Exactly.
Damn, of course.
So then what's another genre or specific podcast?
Well, I have so many avenues to go down. So with the BAM thing, they've always been. Like I said, structure. One I liked a lot before things got dicey in the, hey friends, don't be gross people. But Cool Games Inc. I don't know if you ever listened to that. It's another McElroy one. That was a Griffin one. Griffin did with a buddy of his, and things kind of broke bad. But they were basically sent. They would go on their Reddit and say, send us a topic or idea of a ridiculous video game idea, and they would construct that video game and talk about it and. It was hilarious. I remember mowing my lawn, listening to that podcast, and just stopping the lawnmower so I could laugh. And also, it's not a podcast, but shout out to Monster Factory is the funniest thing you can just do for mind-numbing enjoyment.
Well, we'll give one last Griff, one class McElroy shout out then, if we're still apparently in the McElroy section, because
yes, the
besties.
The besties are so good.
The besties is a video game podcast where they just talk about the latest video games out. They have one-offs that they do where they just talk about every single Zelda game and pick the best Zelda game.
Like
every
the
year
CNN
they do
of video games, the best of it. Tune in this week and talk about video games. You're good.
God, I mentioned on the Justin episode, if you have a Gamer Pass and you don't listen to the besties, you are not fulfilling your Gamer Pass, because there are so many games. I just got into Immortality,
which
is such a fun, weird game. And Citizen Sleeper, which is one of my favorite games I played in forever.
Ugh.
And I would have never touched either of them if it wasn't for the Besties
podcast.
And it's
so fun because the review games that we liked a lot, that they kind of pooped on for some of them too. Where it was the It Takes Two, where it's the two parents that turn into little dolls. And they have to, basically their daughter doesn't want them to get divorced so much, she turns them into two dolls. And it's a two-person game. And I think it was a one-off without the McElroy boys. And it was they just pooped on it. And Carrie and I played that thing. It was about 20 hours worth of fun co-op play. That was so great. But that's video games. That's not podcast.
I'm about to say wrong.
So, one of my early podcasts that I jumped into first is, we do play fantasy football a lot. I personally listen to the Matthew Berry ESPN fantasy football podcast. And that was my initial way to kind of start learning about teams and how things work and all that kind of stuff. Then I latched. And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. So it's like, hipster Mike got into it first. But the Fantasy Footballers podcast, which has turned into a much bigger thing in the fantasy world, because they're three guys that are just hilarious. They're from Arizona. They're Cardinals fans. They gave great analysis.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, they crap on their team left and right. It's fantastic. But it's so humorous throughout the whole time that you're listening to them. And it's just, fantasy football every day was important for me when I was driving to work, because it was just conveniently airwave-wide. They have a side podcast, which I've been podcasting. I mean, I can rattle this off. G Whip over here knows. I did a podcast called The Podmates. We made about 15 episodes, and there wasn't, like I was saying, what makes our show strong is we have a structure, but there's chaos. Structure and chaos. That show didn't really have structure, but there were stories, but there were structures. But we did something on our podcast 7 years ago, where we did a draft, where it's like your favorite Keanu Reeves movie. And we would snake draft it, and you have to pick things and choose them, what have you. And then the Fantasy Footballers picked up their own podcast. I love the podcast. I've sent questions into them before, and you get it. And it's called the Spitballers Podcast. It's great. They do a draft every episode where they draft their favorite what have you.
Ooh, we're one of them, one of your listeners, and they snagged it.
Oh, boo hiss. But personally, as a huge fan, I've always loved them. Somebody bought a cameo from Andy Holloway for me for my birthday. It was great. But I did also send a question to them one time, and there was about a 10-minute debate that made me very happy, because we hosted a faux giving for one of our unnamed friends who brought two pies to the faux giving, and then faux giving is over and nobody touched the pies, and they took the pies and they discussed what level of blue collar to white collar crime was committed from the pie thief. And it just made me very happy, because, and they used them in their like best of episodes of like, always watch out for the pie thief. I'm like, oh. So Spitballers podcast, it's always a Monday listen for me, outside of us, of course. But I love the three guys. They've always been fantastic. Whew. Back to
good old Greg?
Back to good old Greg. Yeah, we're bouncing around, dude. This is how this works right now.
And I'm just scrolling through my actual feed.
Yeah.
I'm going to pair these two together, because it's another good friend of our podcast, Mr. Adil Rafai.
Yes.
Two podcasts that I love first off, I jumped into Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yep.
Which I got into that because of the Adventure Zone, because I really enjoyed that story-based podcast. And this one isn't really a D&D podcast. This supposes that the host, Arnie Niekamp, fell into a portal behind a Burger King, fell into a portal into the land of Foon, but he is receiving a slight Wi-Fi signal, which he uses to upload his adventures in Foon. And it's 100% improviser podcast. That's awesome. It's Arnie Niekamp. It's Matt something, I can't remember his last name.
Okay, dude,
I don't do names. Who plays Usador the Blue, and then it's our good friend Adil Rafai, who is Chunt the Magic Badger, the shape-shifting badger. And they just, for like the first 3 years of the podcast, they were just hanging out in a bar and they'd have random guests who were other mythical creatures who would do things. And they would randomly like just improv themselves into, oh, there's a Dark Lord now and we've got to battle him. And oh, this character just died. So we got to go on a mission to, and it just, they're playing with each other. They're all improvers and hilarious. That's hilarious, awesome, guys. But another one, just because Adil is my favorite on that one. Mm-hmm. He's the one who brings the chaos, which I enjoyed in improv setting.
Oh, are you used to that?
And he did a spinoff, but like another podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yep.
Where it's him, JPC, John Patrick Cohen, and Aaron Keefe. And it started off as just like a riddle podcast where they would, you know, one would be the riddle master and the other two would have to solve the riddles, and they would like call for scenes in the middle to do improv stuff. Doing the
dad joke thing with me on TikTok.
Pretty much. But then like a couple years in, they realized, let's do one or two riddles a podcast and do other silly fun. And it's just, I enjoy listening to people just have fun.
Yeah.
Like people who clearly are like each other, playing off each other, having fun, which after I give you another turn to talk, that'll be my next podcast that I'm going to talk about. Just people having fun. Hey, Mike. Do you like fun? What other podcasts do you like?
Well, no, dude.
No, you don't like fun?
It's all over the place. It really is. Like, because
do you have any comedy podcasts that you rock out on? Or
in my head, I want to talk about podcasts that I've done in the past too. But also, there's fun podcasts to listen to. So, I mean, I want to do a Mike soapbox moment where I just say, "Hey, I did these things because this is now what I do for a career and this is my life." I did a podcast with my best friend Ken and his friend. It was called Two Bad Dads that we did, and it had about a 10-episode stint. It was really great. We would find stories online of horrible parents that encouraged us to be better parents, and we would go through, and it would be two stories a week, and we would talk about them, and it was ridiculous and hilarious about people getting tattoos on their arms, and their child's name is spelled wrong, and then they have a bad accent, and the tattoo artist spelled it wrong. And it was great. I also did the Spice Level with Brent. We talk about every single Spice Girls song, and I've been going through the discography, and it's been really goofy fun. It's fantastic.
Look at them over here self-promoting.
I am really quick. Chill. Yes, that's what I said. I said it was a quick soapbox moment. I was also on a podcast. It was called the Alphabetical Fugazi Podcast, from A to Z, Fugazi to Z. And they invited us on because I was in Shugalele, a ukulele Fugazi cover band. Welcome to my head. And he invited three of us on. It was me, Frank West, and Ken Keach. And we discussed the song Merchandise. So you can find him on podcast too. And we did that. And I hope that they enjoyed us as a guest. I don't know what it's like being a guest on a podcast. It was kind of weird. But with that being the case, funny podcasts. One that keeps me awake.
So far, your favorite podcasts are the McElroys because they do what we do. And then also the Spitballers podcast, who stole your idea for a podcast.
Yep.
And then the four podcasts that you do.
Yep. But there's more. It's okay, because you said funny podcast, and also you talked about My Favorite Murder, which is on the Exactly Right Network, which is also the host of the podcast Bananas, which is truly, wholeheartedly, if you have 4 hours to drive, put on Scotty and Kurt talking about the most ridiculous news stories. Bananas is the funniest thing, they're the most, and it's wholesome. It's not... There's
no swears.
No, there's swears. But the two of those guys are the funniest, most genuine human beings that just want to find chaos and fun in the world. And they talk about ridiculous news stories. They talked about the guy, I was listening to it today. They were talking about the guy that was eating rotisserie chickens once a day for 40 days in Philadelphia, and then he had a whole party about it. And it's such great wholesome fun. The Banana Boys are just. So that's my go-to, like, I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to listen to this podcast.
It's 4 hours long?
No, it's not 4 hours. You can listen to it for 4 hours straight.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the 4 hours.
I was about to say, that's a big old podcast.
It's a standard podcast, about 45 minutes-ish, something like that. Right. And they're just the happiest, most friendly dudes in the entire world. Soon to be possible guest on the show, Curdy?
Knock on wood.
Yeah. My house is made of wood, just knock on it. So that's my happy podcast, that I got to just throw something on and smile. I'm right there. Bananas. Donezo. Greg, what else you got?
What else I got? I realized there was talking about storytelling podcasts I really like. I missed two, and I would be remiss. But there's Rude Tales of Magic, which is another kind of it's an actual play D&D podcast.
Sure.
Where they are again playing D&D, except they don't talk about what they're rolling or what they're getting. they're just incorporating that into the story.
Oh, that's fun.
And just kind of going through it. It's a very goofy, goofy, definitely not family wholesome friendly, hey. But really goofy story about just a group of friends traveling around trying to break into hell to rescue their university that was sucked into hell.
Interesting.
And they kind of hit that in the first two episodes, and then it's just kind of went off the rails to a million different things. And it's fun, but it's a great DM. I'm not even going to try names on that one.
There you go.
But a great group. Love that.
Throwing in the towel.
And then also a really cool one, which is I like a good self-contained story. Mm-hmm. So one that just like one and done kind of episode. And The Truth is a really fun like half hour, 45 minute podcast. Ton of people who just kind of play different characters each episode. Just kind of like little mini short stories, usually like fairly dark. Like one-offs. There's one about like Amal Santa who's very jaded and then has like a real elf working with him. There's one about the moon landing being faked and everything that went into that. There's just like they have like goofy ones, they have funny ones, they have really dark ones, but it's just really good short stories.
That's cool.
Very digestible and can like break your brain a little bit with the way that they do it, but very well acted, good Foley work in it. So very fun.
Break your brain. So you'd say almost like a brain buster. Huh, that's a good wrestling move.
Ooh, look at you learning to do segues too.
I'm right here with you, man.
Do you have a wrestling podcast you want to talk about?
There is the one, the only wrestling podcast I listen to. There's a lot out there. There is a lot out there. I like it when I'm listening to it coming from a fan versus a Jim Cornette kind of point of view. Blech. So you're talking right now, you're looking at listening to really big wrestling fans from when we were little to whatever. The We Watch Wrestling Podcast.
Pretty sure we have a Patreon all about us liking wrestling, don't we?
No, you do have one. Yes, absolutely. We Watch Wrestling with Matt McCarthy and Vince Averill.
And formerly Tom Sibley.
Oh, Miss You Every Day, Tom. Is a fun, casual fan. They're comedians, but they go to shows. They watch it for the kayfabe and enjoy it. Whether it's New Japan Wrestling,
they don't talk smack on it. They don't complain about people. It's just they like wrestling. And they talk about what they like. If they don't like it, then they won't talk about it.
Mm. They cheer the baby faces and boo the heels. That's what they do. But they've been going to like PWG shows since it was OG Young Bucks PWG. Like they were at the Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan Young Bucks match. That's just, I watch that match all day on YouTube just for 26 minutes. Just be like, holy crap.
And then as far as like podcasts, I'm right there with you too. I think you got into it before me and you told me about it.
Triple Dubs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this pretty much changed the way that we watch wrestling.
Yeah.
We never did any of the indie stuff or whatever, or New Japan. And we started listening to them and realized, oh crap, we have like an indie wrestling company right down the road from us.
And also, I mean,
it's probably lame and horrible. Let's check it out just for fun. And it was one of the best shows we ever went to. And then they shut down.
But they also, I think they brought something that kind of incorporated into what we do with podcasting. We're getting very meta here because this is what we do once a week, every single week. Is every single week at the end of the episode, they say, who's your favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
And look at us.
Who's your favorite
What's
character?
Your favorite thing?
Well, favorite thing we blew. Favorite character was very wrestler.
Yeah. It's stay fluid is the turn of phrase that I want to use. Is wrestling's not the same that it was 10 years ago. I remember listening to the podcast when Seth Rollins cashed in the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania and how they were freaking out. And we freaked out about it. But they're still going and they're still strong and still just doing what they do because they find the fun out of it. And that's what podcasting to me is
having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird. It doesn't
having fun with your friends.
I mean, there are healthy podcasts or things to listen to clear your mind or find better ways to be inspired and what have you. I'm not good at that part. I think I'm good at the chaotic goofiness to bring a smile on somebody's face, hopefully.
Speaking of chaotic goofiness.
Yes.
See, the master's always going to get the segues back.
Oh, boo hiss, Kimusabi.
Two more I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of, and I just can't say how much fun they are. Comedy Bang Bang, hosted by Scott Aukerman. I love me some Comedy Bang Bang.
I knew it, you always did.
It's just the goofy fun. It starts off with he's got his, it's about an hour-ish, and his first guest is always, like, typically always, a real person, actor, comedian, whatever. And he interviews them, and I do heavy air quotes with that, because a lot of times he's ripping them apart, too, and mocking their show. Like, he has...
So it's like a Zach Galifianakis Between the Two Ferns kind of thing?
He's actually one of the writers for Between Two Ferns. Maybe creator? I'm not sure, but he's like...
Sure.
He wrote the Between Two Ferns movie.
Oh, no kidding.
Scott Aukerman did.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of those type of, like, people who would go on that. John Hamm's been on a ton, and he just, like, mocks his career.
Love it.
When certain people are on, he, like, just... Oh, gosh. Somebody from House of Lies was on there, and he called it House of Pies or House of something else that starts with the letter P that's a swear. And just, like, mocks these people. And the dude, Ben Schwartz, is on there a lot, and they goof on each other. Paul F. Tompkins, a ton of, like, great characters. Because the first guest is, like, a real actor being a real person.
Sure.
And then second, third, fourth guest are improvers playing characters that are, like, over-the-top personalities.
Oh,
and just they all play off each other. And it's just he strives on making things the awkwardness is perfect.
It's so juicy.
Love awkward. They for a long time, they don't do as much anymore, but they played Would You Rather,
where it's just like,
but they do very weird Would You Rather questions, and it's, you don't just say, well, this is what I would do. You ask questions about the Would You Rathers, but it always started with, like, play the Would You Rather intro song. And it goes on for, like, a minute and a half. And they don't, like, drop it in. They have everybody sit there.
And listen to it.
And then he's, like, if somebody tries to say up, he's like, shut up, the song's on.
What I wouldn't give.
But just the awkwardness and the fun awkwardness. And everybody, for the most part, everybody who's on there playing into it and understanding. And then with that, the kind of companion. Because whenever Paul F. Tompkins on there, I was like, this is a good podcast. Because I enjoy very much Paul F. Tompkins. They do, again, what used to be a behind a paywall, but now it's a free one, a Freedom, which is Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins, and Lauren Lapkus. And they just chat. There's as much a format as the first half. They just kind of BS and goof around with each other about their week, their day. And then at the second half, they do what they call a feature, which is basically they play an improv game.
That's fun.
And it's just, again, three people who clearly love each other and are just having fun and recording. And it's so cool. So fun.
Somehow we got here doing this. You said you had one more, right?
Are you spent?
I'm not spent. I'm just as a podcast boy in life. This is yeah. I am spent.
You are.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well then, but before I get my last two, you talk about, like, podcasts being a big part of your life. I'm not sure how much you've shared with our loving audience. You know, I work for an unnamed telecommunications company as a regional operations manager. So fancy. Something very different than podcast Greg. Fancy. Hey, Mike, what do you do in real life?
I am a audio engineer and podcast producer.
Boom.
That's what I do for a living.
So this isn't just Mike's side gig. This is Mike's gig.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if you want to say who or where or what, but you've got, like, multiple different dudes and doodads.
Oh,
and
of course. I have three different podcasts that I work with right now. Right now, My squad is the 10-4 network. It is called Unplugged OTR. I am not a host on any of these podcasts. Keep that in mind. I do my hosting as a hobby because it's my passion project, and I love what I do when I record. Everybody else, I get to listen to them talk and have a great time. Everybody has always been awesome with everything that I work with. One is Unplugged OTR. We interview truckers and people that work in the trucking industry, and you hear some ridiculous, fantastic stories. It's amazing. Another one is the Lindsay Elmore Show. She is a natural health specialist. She has her degree in pharmaceuticals and brought me on there to help edit her podcast in the time frame. And the last one is called The Night I Died. It's a podcast from Voyage Media where comedians come on there and talk about nights that they bombed on stage when they were doing comedy acts. And it's just a great time doing that. So I edit those, but somehow find time to hang out with Greg.
Yeah.
Just welcome to my life. Whew. All in one breath, I think. Maybe
you
possibly.
You did it. You were doing so good at self-promotion this episode.
Isn't it?
This episode brought to you by Mike.
By Mike. TMTM. Something like that. Oh, but You got one more?
I've got one more round. I've got some honorable mentions of ones that are just...
Honorable mentions are fun.
Just, again, and my job is very much not as podcast delightful engineering-wise, but a lot of listening, because a lot of my work is building Excel spreadsheets and templates and reporting.
And he's got quiet sounds in the background.
So I've got a lot of nothing, especially now working from home for the last few years. So yeah. I've got podcasts in my ears probably 7-8 hours a day.
Dude.
Because I can't listen to the same songs over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a new story.
What's funny about it? Not going to just steal your moment, but I'm going to... Is when I got into the business, I was super excited about it. Because I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be able to have music playing in the background and do this. Now all I do is edit the audio. And I can't focus on anything but doing that. And it makes it kind of difficult because I can't listen to music when I'm really hyper-focused on editing audio. So I kind of shot myself right in the Plexico Burris foot and just said, hey, Mike, do what you love.
So quick bonus shout-outs here.
Yes.
The Memory Palace. Okay. It is like a 7-8 minute podcast where it just talks about old stuff. If Carrie's not listening to this... This feels like a very, it talks about old buildings or the way things used to be and stuff like that. And it's just like a quick story. Nate DeMeo with the most soothing voice in the world. I love podcasts with people with soothing voices. It just calms me.
And why do you have a podcast with
me? What up, party people? It's currently in its off season, but Imagined Life is a really cool podcast where.
What's an off season for a podcast?
Exactly. they're seasonal. They basically just tell a story, and it just starts with, imagine you're a 6-year-old boy, and this happens to you, and this happens to you. Now imagine you're 14, and then this happens, and this happens. And then now you're 47 years old, and oh, by the way, you're Vladimir Putin. It pretty much, it just takes the story of somebody's life. They have people act out that story. And then at the end of the podcast, you find out what famous personality lived this life. And it's kind of fun to kind of try to... As you're hearing, it's like, well, who the heck is this? And kind of, they give you like small hints throughout. So that one's a lot of fun.
Carrie listens to, it's called You Must Remember This. And it's very much an old Hollywood. And it's very well done engineering-wise where there's background music and there's a lot going on. And there's a soothing voice. It's about an hour-long podcast, at least, I think, each. But she talks about old Hollywood. And they play clips and movies and all that kind of stuff throughout the entire thing that just explains what's going on throughout this actress's life or what happened with this actor and how they tragically died or just how they continued on. It's great. And they do seasons. That's what made me think of it is she's very season based, which I don't know. Maybe one day we'll get to season based. I don't think that's gonna be the case. We're consistent. Baby.
We're in season 2 of Bluey 24/7. So. And then my last one.
Yeah.
Lastly, and most important.
Well,
this might actually be.
Is it Two Peanuts Watching Bluey?
No, this is the mic plugs. You're the one who has to plug our book.
I already plugged everything.
But
I'm out.
And you're going to be like, really? But it is about a 12-minute podcast called Newsworthy.
Okay.
Hosted by Erica Mandy. It's a daily podcast. 7 days? I think 6 days a week. I think she takes Sunday off. And it's literally the news.
That's convenient. That's awesome.
Because I can't watch the news, and I don't like – I'm not going to get politics, any side. Things are either too left or too right. I just want to know what happened and let me decide how to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just – here's the news. Here's what happened here and here and here. And it helps me stay – like know what's happening in the world still without having to watch an hour and a half thing pundits spin stuff. She just – here's the news. And just about every episode she ends with like a positive news story or a fun light thing, just something to help make you feel a little bit better mm-hmm. about it. And it's just, here's the news. It's not any of the BS that comes with it. It's just straight up, here's what happened today, just if you were curious.
That's cool to find someone, something in your niche group that can speak that information to you. And you're like, okay, cool. Now I know.
Yeah.
Like, you could scroll through Twitter for 24 hours and just be like, I don't know what I've learned right now.
Exactly. Because she doesn't say, this happened and here's how I feel about it.
Right.
It's just, this happened.
What happened. I might adopt and steal that from you because I've been very disconnected from the world. And that's a nice way to...
And again, that's kind of what I felt,
dip
too.
Dip your toes back in the water of
I want to know what's happening, but I don't want people to scream at me what's happening.
For sure. For sure. And yet, somehow, Greg... You and I are both here living some sort of this podcast life. That's how we got here, personally. What are your favorite podcasts, friends?
Please.
Let us know. Because
hop on the comments in here. Let us know what you like. I love finding new podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't come on any of these by myself because
everything's through recommendation.
And exactly.
What's interesting about it is we say through the life, rate, review, subscribe. Please do. Always do. If you like us, rate, review, subscribe. And we'd love you for that. I always do rate, review, and subscribe all the podcasts that I like, that I have a passion for. And I also do an extra step where I reach out to them and say, hey, that episode or that part of this episode was baller and I loved it. And it's just, it makes it feel like what we're doing isn't, I don't want to say futile, but just, we're not just talking to ourselves, right? Right?
I hope so.
Right?
I hope so.
That's my internet pulling all of this. Thanks, dude. Immediate response.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying.
I know you weren't, you bum. I love every second of everything we've done. This is great.
It's great, but send us your recommendations. Please. Thank you for, as always, thank you for being here. You are in our exclusive inner circle, and we appreciate you every second of the day.
Yeah.
We sent everybody a little note a couple of days ago. If you have something else you want to hear,
yes.
Another topic, we've got like one or two things in the hopper still, but if there is anything else you want us to talk about,
open up
if
you want us, worms.
If you want us to say, hey, you talked about this episode of this thing, can you talk about this episode?
Heck.
Just this topic, this, hey.
That's why we're here.
Music you like, whatever.
Oh, nobody has sent me an album yet, and I've just been chomping at the bits. Anything, go ahead. We'll ping and pong albums if you want to and figure that out together.
We'll do that sometime, not yes. today.
No, not
until
today.
Next time,
gosh.
Our good friends. To be continued.
To be continued.